Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Time now for this month's Artscape, and today we're going to start with a little game. I'm going to name three things, and you pick which one does not belong with the other two. Okay, here they are. A, the Rhode Island School of Design Museum. B, an exhibit of 72 ensembles by a fashion superstar. And C, the Three Stooges. Easy, right? The answer is C, the Three Stooges. No, I'm sorry, it was a trick question. All three belong together. That's because the fashion superstar is Todd Oldham. The exhibit of his clothing is called All of Everything, now at the Rizzi Museum, and Oldham drew inspiration from the Three Stooges.
See that?
Oh!
Really? Those guys?
That's true.
This is Kate Irvin, curator in the Costume and Textiles Department at the Rizzi Museum.
There's a one particular episode of The Three Stooges where they show up at someone's house and they're taken to be dressmakers. And so they, you know, continue with the charade and end up presenting a fashion show themselves.
In The Stooges episode, Moe, Larry, and Curly portray a trio of inept carpenters bluffing their way into an upscale fashion party.
Come on, boys, get busy. We've got to create some new models for a fashion show.
I never got a chance to learn about women's dresses.
Designed furniture, didn't you?
What's that got to do with it?
Well, dresses are the same thing. Crazier they look, the more women will pay for them.
Todd often likens himself to the Three Stooges in that moment. That's a teeny bit of an exaggeration.
Still, Irvin says Oldham embodied that subversive attitude of the outsider when he crashed the fashion party more than 25 years ago.
Todd came onto the New York fashion scene in 1989, along with some other young designers, but there were also the more established designers like Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren. So think of, for Calvin Klein, very minimalist designs, very pared down at that point, considered to be sophisticated for maybe an older, you know, woman who has quite a lot of money. And then Ralph Lauren was going for this kind of the aristocratic countryside look. And so then in comes the likes of Todd Oldham, who is really just all about bursting open any preconceived notions of who fashion is for, what fashion is, and really just putting forward the kind of most outrageous, dazzling fashions that he could think of. And these were made for, obviously, very adventurous wearers, so, you know, old and young.
I spoke to Irvin at the Rizzi Museum, where the exhibit All of Everything, Todd Oldham Fashion, is running through the summer. Most of the exhibit consists of the ensembles created during what might be called the Oldham Decade. As Irvin explains, Oldham stepped away from the fashion runway in 1999.
He was ready to move on to other forms of design. What is so wonderful about Todd's work is that there are no boundaries for him. Every piece that he's created and that's on view in the exhibition is about pushing the limits of craftsmanship and creativity. I think once he kind of really broke it open as much as he felt like he could or needed to, he was ready to move on to another form of design.
RISD awarded Oldham an honorary degree in 2014, and that, says Irvin, was the genesis of the current exhibit. Oldham at that point decided to give many of his original dresses to RISD's permanent collection. In New York, to pick out those pieces, Irvin says she was inspired.
I was also listening to Todd tell the stories of their making and really was so struck by the investment that he still felt in their making and the stories that he was spinning about their making. It was really wonderful and energizing. And almost the second I walked out of the door, I said, we have to do a show.
The main gallery of the Oldham Show at the RISD Museum is laid out like a formal French garden with shimmering green platforms like manicured hedgerows, holding up the dozens of mannequins modeling the designer's dresses. Oldham himself planned the exhibit. A stroll down the paths past the mannequins leads to the centerpiece of the show, the so-called RISD Ensemble. This is the first new intricate dress that Oldham has made since he closed his fashion house in 1999. It's like a fountain of color at the center of this design garden, and it was made in collaboration with about 50 RISD students in Assistant Professor Marianne Friel's fabric silkscreen class. Friel says Oldham led the students in creating a one-of-a-kind textile for the dress.
In that class, his intention was to just be really experimental, to erase any preconceptions of what designing textiles might be. Then he hatched the idea of doing a mega print. We pinned down all the print tables in the studio. I think there was 20 yards of fabric. And he invited anybody who wanted to join to make this fabric collaboratively for the dress. So it was everyone's option, and of course everybody opted in. And we just used actually the pigments that were up on the shelf, and he made a light line on one of the 10-yard piece of fabric, a big arc, and his only instructions was he wanted it darker at the bottom and lighter at the top. Beyond that, whatever happened, happened. And we spent 2 days printing. Todd printed, the TAs printed, all the students printed, I printed, we all printed, and just responded to each other's mark, you know, like you saw something, you printed on top or got another color. So it was a very responsive project.
Oldham then took that unique print back to New York to make the dress. Friel says he left the fabric uncut. Instead, the full 10-yard print is folded and pleated into its great bell shape. Friel says when the students saw the finished dress, it was for them a revelation.
I think they were astonished because when they saw it on the table, they really didn't have the vision for the dress. In fact, one of the students said, I didn't think it was that good. But then he was so moved by Todd's vision, and then he realized, oh, you have a vision. You go through these different stages to arrive at this final piece that is magnificent. And as a young student, that was such an incredible lesson to learn.
That magnificent result is there for all to see at the RISD Museum through September 11th. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.